can't believe it's been over 3 months since we last had a podcast with the travel legend that is Mark Lawther from the Kono Travel Company. How are you?
Shane, I'm very well, thank you. I can't believe it's been that length of time either. And it has just been a bonkers, bonkers time. And life still continues to be bonkers, but I thought we need to do another podcast.
We
so
do.
Here we are. I'm very well. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you. On top of the world, looking down on creation, as they say.
You do not want me to sing.
You don't want me to sing either.
No, I think people probably want you to sing more than me.
But we're here to talk about everything travel. Yeah. And, of course, we're based in this beautiful part of the world, Cornwall. Lots to talk about today. We're going to see where it goes. But starting off, of course, we had the Cornwall Chamber of Commerce in this week. Mm. And one of the topics of discussion there was, when are we going to see a kind of Cornwall-London route going back on again?
Yeah.
Do we have any update there, Mark? Because people wanting to know.
Updates. The situation is that there will be an announcement and it is imminent. Now, obviously, imminent can be anything, but yeah, I would fully expect to see an announcement in the very, very near future. I get that it's, you know, the Newquay London route, or the London Newquay route, however you phrase it, is key. It's massive for business down here, businesses down here. It's huge, obviously, for incoming tourism, and it's a great way for people to connect, to fly out of here as well. So there's so much that rides on it. For the local chamber, I get how it's a massive issue while we're waiting for it. But it's got to be right. It's got to be the right carrier. It's got to be the right partner airline. It's not just a case of, okay, here's the route, who wants it, and expect all the carriers in the world to bite the hands off. You know, it's people have noticed there's been a pandemic over the last 18 months or so. Yeah, funny that, if you hadn't noticed. And it's not been a great time for airlines. And therefore, you know, there has to be an element of understanding that, you know, for a lot of airlines, even though it's a PSO route, public service obligation, this is underwritten by the government, you know, it's still not necessarily been a good thing for airlines to commit to because there's still been so much uncertainty out there. So, you know, and you know, it's not a case of just come in and have the route. So airlines have had to tender. There's a tender process. It has to be done properly. We do diligence. Mm-hmm. But we're getting there. We are getting towards the end of the process. It will arrive.
Obviously, I wouldn't hold you to this, but if you used to have a gut feeling, are we going to see an announcement this year? Or is it going to be early 2022?
If I was to have a gut feeling, yeah, I would say, yes, we will see an announcement this year.
Yeah.
If I were to have a really good gut feeling, I would expect an announcement this month in November. But as you say, don't hold me to it.
Yeah,
and again, quite when it starts specifically, that can't actually speak to too much. But yeah, I would expect to see it pretty soon. I think we're nearing the end of the journey, for want of a better expression.
Well, let's hope so. Well, thanks for that. Florida. I had a wonderful holiday in Florida for one day. And
one day
did the whole thing, saved up all the money to go and do it. This was a few years ago, probably about 12 years ago, and got over there, then had 13 days of torrential rain and thunderstorms. It apparently was the worst weather
how
they ever
had. Earth did you manage that?
It was like unbelievable. So I need to go back. But
that doesn't happen very often.
No,
listeners,
they said that.
Please, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. No, they said it was like a freak thing and everyone was talking to us. Well, that's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, they closed Disney for like 4 or 5 days and it was like, well, I'm like, what has happened here? So I've got to go back, basically, is what I'm trying to get to.
Fab.
So,
I know someone who can help you.
Well, this is it. So you're going to go down this route as a bit of a niche. I mean, you've always done that. That's one thing, yeah, I always say in each podcast. I think your kind of USA kind of deals really stand out because,
yeah,
it's something I like. But that's something you're going to go down the route of and do more niche, aren't you?
Absolutely, Shane. It's USA has always been close to my heart, my background. When I first got into the travel industry, I worked for a number of US specialist tour operators. And then I worked for a number of years for a massive American airline called United Airlines. And I worked on their sort of national and multinational sales team. So America in general is something I know very, very well. And my heart has always been to try and grow the market to America from Cornwall. And again, this certainly waiting for the London route will help that to a degree. But yeah, I've decided that I want to have a niche focus on the USA, mainly Florida. But, you know, having worked for the carrier, I know lots of places very well, places like New York, Chicago. Go to Chicago, by the way. Chicago's fabulous.
Sounds great.
San Francisco. Yeah, Chicago's a brilliant city. Anyway, so I am going to be launching very, very soon a brand new website entitled floridatravelcompany.co.uk. And I'm really excited about it. It means that I'll be able to tailor make anyone's Florida trip. The beautiful thing about Florida is, certainly from the UK, generally speaking, when you book a holiday, you can only really book within the next 12 months. But with Florida, you can book years in advance. So we're doing bookings now. What year are we now? 2021. We're doing bookings not only for 2022, but we can also do bookings for 2023 and even slightly further ahead if needed.
Why so far ahead?
It's just the way the Florida market's gone over the last few years, and people started to work a way around the system a little bit. And predict what airfares were going to look like. So they sort of generated a part of the market called like an advance purchase on the seats before they actually came out. So the airlines sort of eventually played catch up and thought, well, we better get with the program a little bit here. So a couple of the airlines, like Virgin, for example, do actually release seats to Florida outside of 12 months in advance. And it's just something that's just steered around that market now. And it's actually starting to spill out into some of the Caribbean destinations as well. It's quite handy. So, yeah, we've got a great, great, great Florida product coming down the tracks. It's, you know, whether it's flying from the Southwest or whether it's just flying from Gatwick, Heathrow or Manchester, got amazing selection of villas, hotels, park tickets, car hire, everything that you need for that perfect Florida holiday. And we're going to have it all on floridatravelcompany.co.uk. It's actually live now. There's still a bit of tinkering around that needs to go with it, but I'm really, really excited. And because I've got my own ATOL license, I'll package everything up myself. It's not just a case of seeing something in a brochure and doing it. As a tour operator myself, I would say to make every package. And what that means is you're not paying, a customer's not paying another tour operator's commission through the travel agent, as it were.
Well, I've had a quick look at the website, which is available to view now, and it is looking great. And again, the pictures inspire me every time. From Florida to Spain, perhaps, maybe Portugal, and getting those clubs out of the bag.
Ah, yes.
And let's talk group golf, which, again, I'm very interested in, and I've got plenty of friends who will be up for this. So like a kind of minimum of 10 upwards, I think, is probably the kind of market you're looking for. Talk to me a bit about that.
Absolutely. I've just come off the golf course myself.
How did you do?
Oh, no, we don't ask that. I put my back out is about as good as it gets. I sort of walked down the 17th and 18th. It was all right, okay. It was okay. The first nine were good today. Back nine, not so much.
Back being the bad word, really.
Absolutely. And, yeah, I just need to play in warm climes, and that's kind of what it boils down to. Yeah, I mean, we've got a couple of brilliant routes from Cornwall Airport, Newquay. You know, we've got the Faro route, and we've got the Alicante route, and there's some fabulous golf down there on the Costa Blanca, and there's some fabulous golf in the Algarve. Faro's an amazing destination for the Algarve, because not only have you got the golf, you've got loads of surfing down there. It's great synergies with Cornwall, and some really good sort of activity holidays. And I spent a couple of days this week, some people may have seen on our Facebook page, up at the World Travel Market in London. And been chatting to some really, really good suppliers in both of those locations. Got the ability now to put together some really, really good golf packages for groups. So, you know, if a group of guys wants to, not just the ones and two people, but a group of guys, 10, 15 guys want to go down, gals, doesn't have to be. At least be careful what I say.
Exactly, you have to be careful.
Yeah, a group of people want to go down and enjoy a few days golf down in south Portugal, down there in Spain. Absolutely, we can look at that, put some packages together, great accommodation options, get some green fees included, and just take all that sort of hassle out of planning and booking themselves, and we've already got the suppliers and the product lined up.
So would that be, for example, for the groups, are we looking at villas, are we looking at hotels, or is there an option of both?
Either or, entirely what people want to do. You know, we've got villa options, we've got hotel options. A lot of the hotels, certainly in Spain and Portugal, are like the apartment hotel options, so you can actually get sort of 2-3 bed in one accommodation, so that those in themselves take 6 to 8 people, and you can pop a couple of those together, and lo and behold, you've got great group options that way. So yeah, either or.
Sure. Just to kind of wrap things up for the minute, let's talk about where we are at the moment with kind of traffic light systems, green lights, red lights, amber lights, any lights you want to have. Are most places around the world open market? I mean, do you know, or is it what's the situation with that? Travel passports, you know, certificates, vaccines, whatever you want to touch on, just in general.
In general, and obviously there's always going to be every country you go to has its own set of rules. And that's the first thing I would say now, from first and foremost. It's not so much, the traffic lights aren't so much of an issue for us anymore because, you know, the government have moved everyone off of red and stuff like that. Essentially, anywhere anyone wants to go is generally fine as the UK government are concerned. But you need to check the requirements of the place that you're going to. Most places nowadays, they're going to be requiring sort of double jab from us and stuff. And I think that's going to be part and parcel of the
future.
Yeah, I think that is going to be the future of travel for the foreseeable. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball to know quite how long that's going to be in place for, but it's very hard to find somewhere at the moment that won't take people, sorry, that will take people that haven't been double jabbed. So that's really the main thing to look for, wherever people are going, wherever they're looking to book for. You know, check the entry requirements. UK, not so bad. Obviously, keep an eye on it. But it's check the requirements for where you are going.
But it's safe to say that if you're double jabbed, you can pretty much go anywhere you want within reason.
Pretty much within reason.
Yeah.
And just make sure there's still forms sometimes that need to be filled in, or take the passport with you, you know, the NHS passport sometimes. So again, different restrictions or entry requirements per country. But generally speaking, as a rule of thumb, double jabbed is more often than not, okay.
So, best people listening to this for contacting you, seeing you, can they get an appointment with you? Can they sit down with you? Where do they go? Which website do they go to? Do they go to the travel, current travel company website? Do they go to the Florida one?
They can go to any of them actually at the moment. So, you can go to our Facebook page, Curno Travel Company on Facebook. You can go to Curno Travel on Instagram. Or you can go to either of those websites you mentioned, curnotravelcompany.co.uk or floridatravelcompany.co.uk, or you can come and see me at my lovely little shop come office in the Market House in St Austell. I would thoroughly recommend that you give me a buzz, send me a message beforehand, make sure I'm there, because quite often I'm off doing things like podcasts and
indeed
stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's like a good idea to make the
haven't quite managed the be in two places at once thing. So I do come and go a little bit, but absolutely we can make an appointment, sit down, have a chat. And to be honest with you, Shane, that's where I come from. It's all about, for me, everything's an experience. It's not about just handing a brochure over. I'm not a travel agent. I want people to be able to tap into my experience, what they know about the industry, and put together some really special stuff for people. But that needs a bit of one-to-one time.
Love that. Well, Mark, we will not leave it so long next time. In
absolutely
fact, we might do another one this month. We'll see how things go.
Yeah, it's there, fingers crossed. And,
but for those listening, I just want to kind of paint that picture now and just start thinking about that next travel break that you're going to have. So we'll just put in some nice sound of the sea, some waves lapping up now. You know,
absolutely,
you just imagine yourself there, down on the beach. There we go. And a bit of, I don't know, like some Hawaiian music or something.
Something that communicates with
you. And now you're listening and you can hear the waves crashing as Mark and I are doing the outro for the show.
Close your eyes. This is weird because obviously we can't hear this right now.
Absolutely.
And this is it. It's all about the ability to be able to, you know, travel is aspirational and we are getting there. And it'll be great to talk to people about their needs.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your support to the channel, as always.
That's right. Pleasure, thank you.
And we'll enjoy these nice cold beers now we've got on the beach.
I'm imagining a cocktail with an umbrella in it. I'm so Del Boy at the moment.
Well, clink glasses and cheers.
Cheers, Shane.
Happy holidays, people. We'll see you on the next podcast.
Take care. Cheers.
Boarding.